who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, how was your evening? Welcome to the program. It's Hour 1, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A lot to recap, including what happened between the Ravens and the Colts. A lot of baseball last night as well. Three baseball games coming up later on today and tonight. You'd like to get in touch with the program? We offer a variety of venues. You can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400, and our streaming partner, Peacock. You can download that app. You can watch this program for free. We could never charge you. 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. And once again, lot to recap. When John Gruden was the Monday Night Football analyst, his unusual style was part of his charm. And sometimes he didn't make sense, but he was amusing in the process. The content of his emails that have been revealed in recent reports are something entirely different. Nothing funny about what he said, cruel and ignorant stereotypes. And Gruden resigned as the Vegas Raiders head coach last night. He had been handed the keys to the franchise. That was a 10-year contract worth $100 million. He had as much leeway, autonomy as any coach in the league. And it's a pretty dramatic fall for a coach that has a Super Bowl ring and was once considered an offensive innovator. Also, you know, you can look at the irony of he would have been doing Monday Night Football last night when these emails surfaced. And it broke during the game. Adam Schefter had to come on and say that John Gruden was resigning, not fired, but resigning. And we'll deal with the semantics with Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk coming up in a little bit. Gruden's ugly emails saw the light of day because of a lawsuit involving workplace misconduct with the Washington football team. It revealed a culture of disrespect in this particular league circle. And Gruden has taken the fall this week, but it's a warning shot to others. You might like that old school football, but a certain kind of old school locker room speech has no place in today's sports world, and John Gruden pays the price. Here was John Gruden yesterday during his morning press conference.
I've learned a lot, and again, I'm not going to rehash the event again. I think I feel very good about the things I have learned. I also feel really good about what I stand for, as I said yesterday, and I'll be happy to talk about football, but I'll just leave it at that.
If you go back to Friday, John Gruden probably thought he weathered a storm. His team 3-1 going into a home game against the Bears probably thought, I'm going to be 4-1 and winning coaches don't get fired. I'll be able to survive this. I was told on Friday, late Friday afternoon, that this was a slow play. That's how it was framed by a source close to this. A slow play that there are other emails coming out. Now, my source didn't know the magnitude of those emails, but it focused on John Gruden, to which I responded in a text by saying, well, why is this about John Gruden and not the Washington football team? 650,000 emails are being viewed, and John Gruden, that information is coming out. And I'm going to talk to Mike Florio about this. Why were they leaked? I'm just curious about it. You know, just being fair to a situation, the stuff that's attached to John Gruden, you can't keep him employed. But what's going on with the NFL? It's their investigation. Who are they investigating? Because I thought this was about Daniel Snyder and the Washington football team. John Gruden's collateral damage here. And did he quit? Was he going to be fired? The NFL, I was told, could not fire him because this happened when he was an ESPN employee. Is there a settlement? Probably so, for John to walk off into the sunset. But what he said, you can't stand for that. I do think that John thought, if that's the worst thing that comes out, I say something about DeMorris Smith, and I use a racial stereotype or trope about him, I can survive this. We're going to be 4-1. We'll move on. There'll be other things for people to talk about. And he was never able to survive that, stepping down last night. But we'll talk to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. He's a lawyer, and I'm curious from his standpoint of how does this surface? How does this come out? What else is there? Because if this is just a couple of emails with John Gruden, and he's corresponding with somebody in the Washington football team organization, is Jay Gruden, John's brother, who was the Washington football team, is he involved in this? Because I was told there's a lot of nervous people on the email trail. That was how it was phrased to me last night. I don't know if this is the start of a story or is it the conclusion of a story. Because the NFL doesn't look good in a situation like this. Not at all. And we haven't even gotten to Daniel Snyder. Because I'm thinking, you know, Gruden said this. Did anybody else say anything? Anybody else on that email trail? But I was told there's some people should be nervous who are on the emails that exist in the Washington football team organization. But that's how this started. And there's 650,000 emails. And these are the ones that surfaced. And once again, I want to go back and say what John said is wrong and he should have been fired. He's collateral damage. You know, he got caught up in something. You know, is this a witch hunt? I don't know. But he did say it. And he was still representing the league working on Monday Night Football with ESPN. Now, there's a time frame that's tricky, too, that when John was with the Raiders and you had an employee that he was corresponding with, Bruce Allen, he was still at the Washington football team. So that's under the NFL umbrella. If John had emails that were similar in sound and feel, then that might have been something that John, you know, was not going to be able to escape with the league firing him. But there's a lot of things that are attached to this. But John Gruden couldn't escape this. And I think he thought, if I survive the weekend, we win the game, I apologize to DeMorris Smith. Yeah, I may have said something in anger about the commissioner, but boy, did it get bad quickly when you realize that he was basically offending just about everybody. And Mark Davis had, you know, he had to fire him or at least go in and say, John, I think you need to resign because you can't be a distraction. And Gruden was not a great coach. Okay, he's a character and he's just over 500 for his career. I didn't think he did a good job with the Raiders, but he's owed $60 million. I was told last night by a source the NFL just gifted, that was the expression, gifted the Raiders and out with John Gruden. But, you know, the Raiders can't back John Gruden because this is one of the more cultural, diversified organizations. If you go back to Al Davis, Mark Davis's father, and he's hiring minorities, African, American head coaches. you don't want to undo all those great moments, decades of you were ahead of the game. You were ahead of everybody there. You know, Al Davis looked at everybody the same. He just wanted to win, baby. And I think Mark Davis, as his son, don't undo everything that your dad did. And that's why you have to get rid of John Gruden. But I couldn't help but think this is happening on Monday night, and John maybe would have still been in the booth on Monday Night Football when you have this breaking news. McLovin, you have a poll question today.
Bit of a left turn, but off of last night's game, when Lamar Jackson was walking up the field, they were chanting MVP. Of the last four MVPs, who has the best chance to win another one this season? And you kind of generally say it's hard to win twice.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, Packers are winning. Patrick Mahomes has huge numbers, but they're struggling. Lamar Jackson, top 10 in passing and rushing. Or Tom Brady, sneakily leading the NFL in passing yards and passer rating, I believe.
I'm going to say Brady because I think he's been the most consistent. Lamar didn't look great the first three quarters. He looked unbelievable in the fourth quarter. By the way, all the people who don't think Lamar Jackson can pass, you probably didn't stay up for the fourth quarter because you probably thought, well, he can't pass. They'll never come back. Well, he can still pass a little bit. You know, he still has to take care of the football. And he fumbled a couple of times. He got away with one of those. But I would say Brady right now because he's got 15 touchdowns, two interceptions. He leads the NFL in passing yards. You know, Lamar's got eight touchdowns, three interceptions. You know, he's dynamic. Mahomes, I don't know how good that team's going to be. And yes, he's going to put up big numbers. You know, Aaron Rodgers, 10 touchdowns, three interceptions. But it feels like Josh Allen's year. If, you know, Kyler Murray, I don't know about the shoulder. I don't know how consistent they can be. You know, they got Cleveland coming up this weekend. Yeah, McLovin.
But even if Tom Brady has like all sorts of records, is he new enough to give him the award? I mean, he won. You always say it's a narrative award.
I think it's still a pretty good story because it comes back to they won the title and Brady is still, the defense hasn't been great, injury prone, and Brady has been locked in. So I would say, yeah, that it still is a story you can tell. And those who vote on this, the writers, they love a good story you can tell. Though, but back to Lamar Jackson. That was an incredible performance. Accuracy, he's dynamic. You know, they didn't run for a lot of yards. They didn't rush for 100 yards last night. But here's John Harbaugh talking about Lamar Jackson's performance.
It's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. It wasn't easy. It wasn't like we came out just, you know, up and down the field. We had to overcome and fight through some things. He was under pressure. He created plays with his feet, threw the ball away when he had to throw it away. And then once we started going in, you know, when we were in that situation you're talking about, Jameson, we went into our fast mode, no huddle, two-minute type mode. He just came alive, and all of our guys did. I mean, all the guys who made plays, you know, in the offensive line. But it starts with Lamar, and he deserves the credit.
The Ravens scored touchdowns on their final four possessions. They knocked off the Colts in overtime. Carson Wentz played pretty well. He threw for over 400 yards and two touchdowns. But the Colts are up there as one of the more disappointing teams so far. That's not a great division. You had a couple of kicks, you know, that you missed. You didn't have your field goal kicker, but you built up a big lead and you couldn't hold on to it. But give credit to Lamar Jackson. Give credit to the Ravens because that's a big win. What other poll questions?
Okay,
you have? I like that one, but
I might put that up. But this is a mean question. But if the Dodgers happen to lose tonight, are people crying in the MLB office? Is that a death knell for the 2021 postseason?
I would say yes. That you know, the league office probably went, wow, Red Sox beat Tampa, which was a surprise. And now you have the Giants where you watch the Giants and you just go, they do just enough. And you're watching, and the wind last night at home for the Dodgers wreaked havoc on a couple of home run balls. And they should have had a couple of home run balls. Scherzer pitched well. You give up one home run, Evan Longoria, and that's enough for the Giants. They've shut out the Dodgers twice now. And they go for the clincher. It's a best of five. That's what people keep forgetting. It's best of five. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Mike Florio. I just want to get sort of the background here of everything that's happened with John Gruden. Why did these emails get leaked? Only the John Gruden ones. I'm just curious about that. Is this investigation going to unearth something with the Washington football team? Is Daniel Snyder going to keep his team? I'm curious about that as well. This program brought to you by Panini. You're going to love what they have, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, hottest rookie cards. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive. M-Drive wants you to be able to keep up with the younger guys on the golf course, at the gym, at the office. M-Drive, the everyday supplement for driven guys who refuse to let age slow them down. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle, giving you that energy to fight back against aging so you can compete every single day. You can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Vitamin Shop, or better yet, go to mdrivedan.com. Have it delivered right to your door. They offer free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, so nothing to lose. Give it a shot for us older guys. Doesn't mean we have to slow down. M-Drive gives your body the T-support it needs to compete and win. M-Drive, it's not for everyone. It's just for driven guys. Visit mdrivedan.com. More strength, energy, T-support to fuel your daily drive. Once again, at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Vitamin Shop, or mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll settle on a poll question. Got a play of the day coming up, stat of the day. Every time I watch the Colts play, I can't help but think of the trade that the Eagles and the Colts pulled off. The Eagles have agreed to trade Carson Wentz to the Colts. That was for a third-round draft choice in 2021 and a conditional 2022 second-round pick that could turn into a first-round pick. The Eagles will receive the 85th pick overall in the draft. Conditional second rounder can become a first round pick based on Carson Wentz playing time. Wentz needs to play at least 75% of the Colts offensive snaps for the 2022 conditional pick to be turned into a first rounder. So I said to McLovin, could you tell me how many snaps Carson Wentz has played so far this year?
98.5%.
If it gets to a point where the Colts go, let's do the math here. We're not going to compete for a playoff spot. Let's say after 12 games, you're 4-8. Would they make Carson Wentz a healthy scratch to avoid giving up a first-round draft pick for Carson Wentz? Just something that I think of every time I watch the Colts play. Yes, Paulie.
That would be considered tanking. Intelligent, but tanking, correct?
Yeah, I guess. So right now, Carson Wentz has played in 98.5% of the snaps so far this season. Let's bring in Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Football Night in America has done a wonderful job covering the John Gruden situation here. Let's go back to Friday, Mike. We got the email, what John Gruden said about Damaris Smith, the head of the NFL Players Association, and I was told at the time it was a slow play, that there were going to be other emails about John coming out, but I'm wondering, he was going into that Sunday game against the Bears, figuring he's going to win, he's going to be 4-1, and maybe he's going to survive this. What did you hear on Friday that subsequently led to what happened last night?
Well, as of Friday, there was speculation on two different fronts. Some people thought the league was determined to get John Gruden, and that's why this one email out of 650,000 had been leaked when it was. And the other theory was that the perfectly timed release of that document, given that at 6 p.m. Eastern on Friday, Damaris Smith was subject to a vote by the NFLPA Board of Player Representatives. He needed to have two-thirds of them say yes at a time when it wasn't quite sure what was going to happen. There is a belief that the league was trying to help him keep the job because the league doesn't want a new executive director. He's been there since 2009. They've gotten things done, and the league doesn't want that to change. So there were two competing theories, and it's possible they're both accurate, that the reason for the first leak on Friday was to save Damaris Smith. And then the other materials were sent on Friday to the Raiders. We didn't know what they were. Mm-hmm. I think what the league was hoping would happen is that Gruden would decide to walk away, or Mark Davis would decide to fire John Gruden without additional documents being leaked. And when Gruden was defiant, when Gruden showed no indication he was going to do anything along the lines of standing down, that's when they leaked more of these. That's how it's being played out, and that's how people are responding to it. And it really is stunning, Dan, that Gruden, the metaphor I've used is the first torpedo hit the hull, and he tried to fix the damage when he knew damn well there were other torpedoes in the water. That's when you abandon ship. But he waited for the other ones to hit, and I think it made it much worse for him to have these others come out Monday. I think if he walks away Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, these other ones don't come out.
Yeah, that's what I was told. But I'm also curious about this, and we're all in agreement that you can't keep John Gruden as your coach when these, you know, emails come out, what he said in these emails. How did the emails get leaked, though, Mike? Who's leaking? This is an NFL investigation into the Washington football team. I'm curious about that as well.
Well, and this is a subject that makes reporters very antsy because we don't like it when people speculate on our sources. But Dan, let's be realistic. Do we think that the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times were going through dumpsters or hacking computer systems or developing top secret sources that they met in parking garages and they didn't even know who the person was? No, this is something someone wanted to be made public. This was deliberately leaked. And Peter King and I were debating this earlier this morning, not on the show, just, you know, back and forth. How did this get out? You know, it's possible that there was some rogue employee of the league office that decided to do this on his or her own after seeing the contents of the emails. But if that's the case, we'd be hearing that the NFL is dismayed that someone had violated protocol and leaked these documents, because there's 650,000 others that are in an underground sarcophagus never to be seen again. That's what's rubbing a lot of people the wrong way. And it's not defending Gruden. It's being fair to the fact that they managed to hide the entirety of the Washington football team investigation. They leaked the outcome of it on the perfect possible slow news day, the Thursday going into a 4th of July long weekend. By the time we got to Tuesday, nobody cared anymore. How in the world do they have a multi-month, more than a year investigation, and they don't even have a written report? Why? Because they didn't want any of that stuff to come out. But now we have an agenda, we have a reason, we have a purpose, and we're going to just peel off a couple of these pages to get what we want, while the rest of the 650,000 emails will stay secret. That's not right. And I think it's time for everything to be put out on the table so we can see Dan Snyder's emails to Bruce Allen. I wonder what's in those. We can see other people around the league who've communicated with Bruce Allen. Maybe people in the league office have sent emails to Bruce Allen. Let's see all of it. You can't just see a little piece of it. It's just not fair to the story to only share a little piece of it.
Is there going to be anything that has to do with Daniel Snyder and the Washington football team? Like, is this over now?
Well, it's only over if the NFL successfully turns the page like it did in July. And I was stunned that by the time the 4th of July weekend came and went, people weren't continuing to pound on the table that this is wrong. We've seen these reports that were more than 100 pages long with Deflategate and the bounty scandal. There was all sorts of information released. The bullying scandal with Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin from 8 years ago. And now nothing. There's no written report. There's no information that's going to be made available. But I think this breathes life into that. That's where the league miscalculated. In using just tiny little pieces of evidence to get what they wanted with John Gruden and or to protect D. Smith, they've opened the door to a renewed push to say it's only fair that we see what Dan Snyder sent to Bruce Allen or others. It's only fair. And I'm hearing from so many people who are readers and viewers who are fired up about this. It tells me that it's not going to go away anytime soon.
And I said that John is collateral damage because it felt like the investigation is over here. Hey, we can take eyes and ears off the investigation and we'll just put it on John Gruden. And that's what I find kind of hypocritical here. You want to fire John Gruden? Fire John Gruden. But be fair to one of your owners, Daniel Snyder. And I don't. It doesn't feel like the NFL was being fair.
And they weren't going to suspend John Gruden for a couple of reasons. First of all, I read the personal conduct policy very carefully on Saturday. I don't know what's in there that you could even use if he was even employed by an NFL team. But these emails that we had become privy to were all at a time when he wasn't working for the NFL. And I think they didn't make a move on him directly because they knew his first defense would be, why are you only focusing on the emails I sent? Let me see all the emails. If he had some legal proceeding against the league, he'd be entitled to all of them and see everything. And then once they're out in the open, who knows where they end up. So I think the league wanted to get Mark Davis to fire him, and they were going to keep leaking emails until Davis fired Gruden or until Gruden walked away. And my guess is last night when they met, Davis made it clear to him, and this is just kind of, it's just more speculation than anything else, but I think it's commonsensical. Davis said, hey, if you don't quit, I'm going to have to fire you. So Gruden chose to quit.
Okay, but why is the NFL out to get John Gruden?
Well, John Gruden is not the kind of guy that's going to have a lot of friends who rush to his defense. Now, I know some people have, but for the most part, John Gruden is a guy that the league office doesn't like. And as someone that the league office doesn't like, I can relate to that. But the thing is, I don't work for the league office. And he's always complained about something. He's always been, you know, I doesn't like this rule, doesn't like this procedure, openly defied the mask requirement last year in the regular season games and was fined multiple times for it. He's just become a guy that they don't like. And now they had this fall into their lap. And again, it all may have started with this idea, we can save DeMaurice Smith. But then once you start looking more and more, you realize, hey, you know what? We also can bring down John Gruden. And all it takes is one person in a high position of power or influence who doesn't like somebody. And if you've got the ammunition that John Gruden has given to you through his own actions, it all comes together and the dominoes fall and John Gruden's done.
He's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host and, of course, contributor for NBC's Football Night in America. Career-wise, what's next for John Gruden?
Well, he's only 58 years old, so I don't think he ever coaches again at the NFL level. I think it would be hard to sell him as a college coach somewhere, even if he would have the patience to coach in college. You know, he was always very good as a broadcaster. I don't know that a network hires him, but 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, I don't know. But time passes, wounds heal. A lot of it depends upon what he does to earn redemption, to earn an opportunity. But you know, we've seen people come back from all sorts of things. And you know, I can't rule out anything. It all depends on what he wants to do. He may decide, I'm done with this crap. I'm done. I've made enough money. I've reached my limit where I can just go live my life, and I'm just going to go live my life and leave all this crap behind me. I could see him having that attitude.
I mentioned about the Colts with Carson Wentz and the number of snaps he has to take, the percentage that will move a second-round pick to a first-round pick conditional. If you're the Colts and you are, you know, 5 or 6 wins after, you know, 12 or 13 games, can you see an organizational tank where you have a healthy scratch with Carson Wentz so you keep that first-round draft pick?
I don't think that it would be that blatant. I think Carson Wentz would be injured. Mm. I think that's how they would do it. Mm. I think it's a hard sell to your fan base if you just fold the tents because you want to keep your higher pick, although most fans would understand it. We get into the whole integrity of the game. You know, every year when I see the draft order starting to lock in, I say, hey, what is the team that's got 2 wins doing trying to win on the final Sunday of the season? Look what it did to the Giants. They beat Washington a couple of years ago in a great overtime, meaningless game. And Washington got Chase Young instead of the Giants because of it. So, and the NFL will say, oh, no, every game has integrity. And so I think the Colts, if they did it, Dan, it would be more subtle than, hey, we're just going to bench Carson Wentz because we don't want to give the Eagles a higher pick.
I know you've mentioned this before and mentioned it recently. At what point do the Browns go, is Odell Beckham worth it? Like, they don't need him. Like, they're a running team. He's not healthy. I think it brings out the worst in Baker Mayfield because he's always trying to acquiesce to, you know, Odell Beckham to keep him happy, get his touches. But do you think that Odell Beckham is on the trade block? Or could be.
Well, I think he should be. I think he should be. And maybe the Browns are trying to be subtle about it. And I can't imagine Odell Beckham Jr. wanting to be there when you consider they scored 42 points against the Chargers on Sunday and he had 2 catches for 20 yards. And for the first time that I can remember during his time with the Browns, there was no question posed to Baker Mayfield after the game about it. There was no question posed to Coach Kevin Stefanski about it. He'd become an afterthought. And that's not what Odell Beckham Jr. wants to be. Dan, I think it's time for them to get what they can and move on. You didn't even see on Sunday an effort to incorporate him into the game plan. Last year, Stefanski would get him some. Remember the game against the Cowboys? He was running the ball. He caught a pass thrown by Jarvis Landry. He was really involved. They know they don't need to do that. The team has evolved past Odell Beckham Jr. That was a John Dorsey experiment. They need to find somebody else who thinks they are a game-breaking receiver away from being whatever it is they're trying to be and get the most for him and move on. It's a $14 million salary. I think it makes sense to move on.
But if you're Aaron Rodgers and you want to find out how much clout you have in the front office, is this where Aaron Rodgers goes, hey, I want to be involved in these situations. You know, I got Randall Cobb. Now I want to go for the big ticket item. How about we bring in OBJ?
That would be something. I don't know the Packers cap situation off the top of my head, but again, you got to absorb the balance of the $14 million salary and you can come up, you can create caps, but you can wave a few magic wands and restructure if you really want to do it. But whoever takes on Odell Beckham Jr. has to understand that you're taking on Odell Beckham Jr. You're taking on the persona, you're taking on the expectation. And maybe that has died down given the injury he suffered last year and the fact that he is basically irrelevant in Cleveland. But so much of the problem in 2019 was we got to get the ball to OBJ. We got to get the ball to OBJ. And no, you throw the ball to the guy who's open. If you focus too much on one guy, you're going to disrupt your entire offense. So it's got to be a team that really feels like they need that number one receiver. And they already have it in Green Bay and Devontae Adams.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you. We appreciate your time.
Right. Thanks, Dan.
That's
see you, pal.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. I thought that that would be interesting if Aaron Rodgers really wanted to find out where he stood in the front office. And Aaron Rodgers has that ability to be able to say to OBJ, hey, I'll get you the ball when I get you the ball. And you're my second option because Devontae Adams is my number one guy. You know, Tom Brady did this with Antonio Brown because I think we all thought, oh, my God, what's Brady doing bringing in Antonio Brown? But he believed in Antonio Brown. And you haven't heard anything from Antonio Brown other than he's playing great. There's only a couple of quarterbacks who could probably do. That's why it was a bad mixture for Baker Mayfield, because here's a young, impressionable, hey, I'm a number one pick, number one overall. I want to succeed. I want to have everybody like me. I want friends here. I got OBJ. I got to keep him happy. And every time I watch the Browns, he would force the ball to OBJ. And I kept thinking, you have a good offensive line. You can run the football. Don't do this. And eventually they stopped doing that. And they're a better football team, I think, because of that. And when you watch the game against the Chargers, you forget that OBJ was on the field. I mean, that doesn't happen. But he hasn't been relevant for a long time. $14.5 million, that's a lot. But if you're Rodgers, and this is your swan song, and you want to win one more, can you go to management and say, hey, you bring him in, I'll handle him? Yeah, Paul.
That's a toughie. I don't know if I'm a Packer fan listening out there. I would sign up for that. Like, if you could click a button and put Odell Beckham on your team. I know there's no downside. Well, I shouldn't say that. I know that there doesn't not obvious downside. If I'm a Packer fan, I don't know if I'm clicking on that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious because if you're a quarterback and you got a little bit of clout in the meeting rooms. Like, if you want to find out where you stand, Aaron wants to bring in Randall Cobb. Well, we're okay with that. It's like, that's not a big deal. Nobody else wanted Randall Cobb. We'll bring him in. And then all of a sudden you go, hey, guys, can I talk to you for a minute? Sure, Aaron. Why don't we make a trade? You know, we can take him. The Browns will trade him out of the AFC, to the NFC. We give him a third-round pick. And, we absorb the salary. What do you guys think? I'll hang up and listen. Yeah, Paul.
Did you see the stat on Antonio Brown this week? He's the fastest in age to 900 catches.
Yeah.
He missed two seasons. He basically missed the 2019 season and most of the 20 season. If you prorate his numbers, he'd be easily at 1,100 catches right now, not 900.
Yes.
He was cruising.
Yes,
and that's the thing when you talk about like Odell Beckham Jr. or something and he completely disappears. During that stretch that Antonio Brown had, he never disappeared. It was like you knew he was the guy and he still put up, 175 yards a game or something.
Yeah. Yeah, machine. Yeah, McLovin.
What if you're a young team like Justin Fields and the Bears? They always need a running back. Are you a wide receiver? Are you scared to bring in Odell with a young, developing quarterback?
Yeah, because then you're just doing the same thing. Justin Fields is going to feel like, I got to throw him the ball, which is a better option, I guess. You got Allen Robinson, but they don't have any weapons whatsoever. But if you're OBJ, you're probably saying, don't send me there. I don't want to go there. Like, I want to go where I can win, where I can be on national TV. He doesn't want to go disappear. He'll disappear even further if he goes to the Bears. Yeah, Paulie.
You talk about a player you'd have bet a week's pay would be in the Hall of Fame someday. After his third year, Odell Beckham was a Pro Bowler as a rookie, both as returning and receiving. He was averaging 100 catches and 12 touchdowns a year for his first three seasons, and it's cooled off.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll settle on our poll question. Phone calls are welcome. A little bit later on, Justin Herbert of the Chargers will join us. And we'll dive a little deeper into Ben Simmons coming back, reporting for duty with the Philadelphia 76ers. Awkward. Play of the day is next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play's called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Crowd is looking for a special team hero. Blanket chip from 38.
Yes. It is blocked! It is blocked! And the Ravens will have the ball at their 25-yard line.
A 47-yard try. Kick is on the way.
Missed
and
it.
It is no good. He hooked it wide left. And hope continues to live at M&T Bank Stadium. We're going to overtime.
Courtesy of WBAL, the Ravens Radio Network, Calais Campbell now has 8 blocked field goals in his career. Most among active players, the next closest has 4. How do you let Calais Campbell get close? Like, that's the one guy I want to make sure. He's 6'8". Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Panini. PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading card partners of the Dan Patrick Show. The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all. Panini trading cards for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, the hottest rookie cards. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. NFL.net. Here's something that you might not be aware of. Guess who ranks in the top eight in both passing and rushing this year? Yes, it's Lamar Jackson. He is fifth in passing yards. He is eighth in rushing so far this season.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
In the words of Stephen A. Smith, however, he's tied for second in fumbles. We saw that on display last night. But that fourth quarter, that's one of those you put it on your resume reel when they go, hey, do you remember Lamar Jackson? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you start to show the highlights. You're going to show that fourth quarter with what he did to the Colts. Yes, McLevin.
How good are the Ravens, though? They barely beat the Lions. They came back against the Chiefs. They came back last night, but they're 4-1.
Yeah, a lot of injuries, you know, with no running backs. That's why I thought just have a empty backfield with Lamar Jackson and just say, hey, stop me, either running or passing, and just put the pressure on the defense. But, you know, you have to win these games. Those ugly wins, they're still wins. That's why when we go, oh, my God, the Packers barely beat the Bengals. They beat the Bengals. That's what's important. So when they get to 12 wins this year and you go, oh, they got home field advantage because they have 12 wins, you'll look back and go, oh, remember those wins that they had? They had a couple of those wins. They don't judge your victories like we do in college. Like when you go, oh, my God, they barely beat Appalachian State. No, you just win. That's all that matters in the NFL. You don't get style points. In college football, you're like, I don't know. They barely got by that team. By the way, somebody has to win the Heisman this year. And I'm looking at, you know, who the possible Heisman favorites were when we started the season. Here you go. Spencer Rattler. He was the favorite. He's benched. DJU. Then it's Bryce Young, CJ Stroud at Ohio State, JT Daniels at Georgia, Sam Howell at North Carolina. Right now, it's probably Bryce Young and Matt Corral at Mississippi State, or Ole Miss. That's it, because I don't know. C.J. Stroud still at Ohio State will have some big games, but it feels like Bryce Young is going to probably throw for 40 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and Alabama will be playing for a national title or in the Final Four. Spencer Rattler lost his job. Clemson is a non-factor. Ohio State's probably back in the picture. JT Daniels, nondescript. Georgia's defense is the star. Sam Howell, not doing anything. Maybe you get somebody. Maybe somebody, appears on the scene, reappears on the scene. But Fritzy had an interesting suggestion for the Heisman Trophy of what the Heisman Trophy this year would look like because we can't come up with a favorite. And
I figured you keep the statue pose of the holding of the football, but the other hand, instead of looking like you're pushing away a defender, you kind of have a hand underneath, your palm underneath, like, I guess I got it.
Yeah. What? Me? Yeah. Or maybe you just have the Heisman and both hands are up like this, like, I don't know. Yeah, Paulie.
It's such a wonky year. Bryce Young's in the lead after a loss. Usually any type of loss drops you for the Heisman. Bijan Robinson, the Texas running back, they needed a win because he was the face of their team.
Yeah, that would have helped because that was on national TV, but ended up losing that game. All right, McLevin, what's the poll question we're going to go with?
So I put up which of the last four MVPs has the best chance to repeat, and people agree with you. Tom Brady is running away with it.
Yeah.
Then Aaron Rodgers, then Lamar Jackson, then lastly, by a long distance, Patrick Mahomes. We have a Colts question.
Ooh.
If you are looking like you're out of the playoffs, do you bench Carson Wentz the final final quarter of the season to preserve your first round pick per the Eagles trade?
Yeah.
What if you're the coach, though? What if you're Frank Reich and you need to, you don't want to lose games?
Yeah, but Frank has to listen to the front office. Now, he might say, no, let's continue to see what we have. Let's build momentum into next season. If I worked for an organization that was really good at drafting players, then I would have total confidence in, hey, they're going to get me somebody, and that's going to be very valuable. But, you're in a situation where the Eagles are going to benefit from this. The Eagles already have their pick, the Dolphins pick, and they're going to have the Colts pick. That could be 3 first-round picks for the Eagles. Yeah, Paulie.
Do you think, though, maybe you don't fight for the draft pick so hard because it's not a quarterback-heavy draft? At least in October it's not. Who knows what it'll be in April?
Yeah. What else do you have, McLovin, maybe for the second hour?
Okay, I still have that Dodgers poll out there. I'm curious, our LA fans, where their head is at. They play tonight at 9 o'clock. If they lose, are the MLB playoffs over for most of our listeners?
No, I don't think so. But it is a large fan base that you're dealing with the Dodgers here. And you know, trying to hold on for dear life coming up tonight. Evan Longoria had that fifth inning home run. That was the only run that the Giants need. They blanked the Dodgers. The first playoff series in which the Giants have recorded two shutouts since they blanked the Tigers back in the 2012 World Series. And here are the Dodgers. They've been shut out multiple times in playoff series, just one other time in the divisional era. And that came with the 2013 NLCS with the Cardinals games 2 and 6. Yes, McLovin.
Is there enough goodwill left over from last year to make, if they did lose, it okay?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, immediately it's going to sting, but, you know, how about we address that if the Giants win tonight? Because I feel like the Dodgers win tonight and we go to a fifth and deciding game. By the way, John Gruden's son is on the Raiders staff. And despite his dad stepping down, his son Deuce is staying on as a role as assistant strength and conditioning coach with the team, according to Adam Schefter. And his son is accused of no wrongdoing. Interesting, though, that given the way that John was ousted on Monday, that his son is still working for the Raiders. His son has yet to publicly comment on the situation, but it's not affecting his job status with the team.
So to reconfirm, they are not dropping a deuce.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Thank you. He didn't even raise his hand for me to call him.
Mile away. Mile away.
Yep. Yep.
T-ball. That was T-ball for Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
If any one of us could do anything related to bathroom humor, it would have to come from me, I would think.
You're right. That is your milieu. Yes, Eden.
So is there maybe a hour two poll question, perfectly timed? Would you rather be a junior or a deuce?
I'm going to be a junior.
You're going to be junior?
Yeah, I'm going to be junior.
John Junior?
Yeah. I'd like to be a tray. You know,
not a quad, like third. If you're the fourth?
Yeah.
They call you quad?
No, they call you Ivy.
Oh.
It's I and V.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'd be like, yeah, that's my son Ivy. Yes, Eden.
Quad, get over here. Do your homework.
Sounds like something in a Will Ferrell movie. Talladega Nights. Quad, get over here. One more item as we close out hour one. Simply Safe Home Security. They've done it again. Wireless outdoor security camera, brand new. Keep in mind, Simply Safe already received a lot of recognition. Awards. U.S. News and World Report says Simply Safe, best home security system of 2021. I wouldn't be associated with something I didn't think was great. Simply Safe, this great camera, you know, you can use it during the day, during the night. They have color night vision. Keep an eye on what's going on day and night. Ultra wide, 140 degree field of view. You can keep an eye on everything in your entire yard. It's got everything you need. Built-in spotlight. Trying to think if there's anything else I need to tell you about what they do other than Simply Safe Home Security, extending protection to the outside, and together it means every door and every window and room are protected, and now your property will be as well. Learn more. The Simply Safe Wireless Outdoor Security Camera. Visit SimplySafeDan.com and offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host
of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.